There's talk in Milwaukee of creating what's called a children's zone. It would be a designated area where community groups would surround kids with services to improve their lives. The model comes from Harlem. Years ago, an educator there named Jeffrey Canada started the Harlem Children's Zone. Now the city of Milwaukee's Youth Council is talking about doing the same here. We pulled together comments Jeffrey Canada has made to describe the program.
There wasn't one thing going wrong for our children in Harlem. It was everything that they came in contact with. Our children ended up in the worst schools, they had the worst health care, they ended up going to communities where gangs and drugs were epidemic. And we began to realize that in order to save our children, we could not save just a child here and a child there. We had to create a pipeline that started at birth that ensured our children came into the world healthy and happy and stayed with these children through every developmental stage of their life until they graduated and then into college, and then we would stay with this group of children through college.
And so we created a strategy where we essentially chose 97 blocks and we said, these kids are our kids. And we're going to do whatever we have to do to make sure those kids get educated. So our schools are open later. We start with kids from birth. We stay with them until they get to college. We do full wraparound social services, arts, sports. I mean, we treat those kids as if they were our own kids. And guess what? It ends up working.
When you begin to see how big this issue is and how few of our young people are actually prepared to into the labor market and make anything like a decent wage. This is a much bigger problem than just the black and brown kids in this country. You're going to see 25 years from now, most of the folk in this country are going to be black and brown. If we don't figure out how we solve this, how are we going to stay a great country? It just simply, it doesn't add up. And so as far as I'm concerned, this is the most important piece of business we have in America.
You know, if you grow up in a community where your schools are inferior, where the sounds of gunshots are a common thing, where you spend your time and energy not thinking about algebra or geometry, but about how not to get beat up or not to get shot or not to get raped. When you grow up like that, you don't have the same opportunity as other children growing up. And we're trying to change those odds.
This program that we run is not cheap. Indeed, this year we will work with over 10,000 children here in Central Harlem, and we will spend on average of $3,500 per child per year to ensure their success. If you look in the same zone that we're saving our children in, we will spend $42 million on incarceration for the adults who are in jail in that zone. So we think that for no more money than we're spending on incarceration, we can ensure that our children graduate high school, go into college, and get college degrees, come back to their neighborhoods, prepare to be full productive citizens. And we will ensure that this next generation of Harlem children are successful.